Yeah, CJLO 1690 AM. What you just heard there was some Sandvice with Fade into the Night. There's parentheses there, of course, in case you were thinking, oh, this is about a Looney Tunes circle wipe. It's not. It's not. That's not what it is. We are fading into the night, not fading into the next scene. So get it right. Don't get it wrong. And speaking of getting things right, I told you that I would have an interview with Garia. Why am I doing this? I'm putting an accent on it every time. It's getting worse and worse. I apologize to the band. You might remember that they played here a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
A week ago.
A week ago? Is my turnaround that quick on this?
They played on the Wednesday, and then on the Friday, Blood Incantation played at the Fairmount Theater, which was a great show.
But that wasn't this. That wasn't like Friday, like that 2 days ago.
That was. Oh no, you're right. A week and a half ago.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Whew.
I was gonna say, wow. I was really diligent about getting this thing up there. Yes. As you may recall, they played here at L'Estrale, which I will not call anything else. Just like how I won't call Metropolis anything else. They played at L'Estrale.
Is that across from the Spectrum?
That. Yes, it is. Yeah. Right next to Medley. You know, it's right there. Close to Catacombs. Oh, Catacombs. I had to make myself sad. I just had to. But anyway, I saw them open up for Zeal and Ardor, and Zetra was the opening band. And I got to be honest, not a big fan. Everyone seems to be a really big fan who is a big fan of them, but like...
Naturally.
There doesn't seem to be any like... I find this band like fine type of people. It seems to either be
are they like Cretin? You either love it or hate it. No one goes Cretin is okay. Sometimes I like Cretin.
I don't know if I've ever thought about this before. Is true though.
Yeah.
That seems to be how it is.
Zetra is the Cretin of the metal world.
That's what it is. I thought it was fine, but I've heard different versions of it that are better. The one that springs to mind is crap. I just had it, and then as soon as I said the one that comes to mind, it faded out of my mind entirely. Something of the Sun, but with a V in it. I really like that record too. It was my top records 2 years ago. Anyway, the point is this: pop metal things are fine. I just find them fine most of the time. That's how it goes. And then Zeal and Ardor was obviously amazing, although their latest record is not as much as I would like it. But if we're talking about the band that stood out the most, that is Garia, off of their latest record Coma, which they played a good selection from. And
by selection, did they play 8 songs total? Did they play 3 songs and that was their entire set list? Because those songs are...
I think they played three tracks off of the record. And then they played stuff from...
A couple songs.
Yeah, from some of the other ones. So by the time it was a large portion of their set, by the amount of songs, it was still a large portion of their set. Yeah. But it sounds like a smaller portion.
Correct, yes.
But I figure I got to before the show interview a member of the lead singer of the band. That much I can say. I was sworn to secrecy about everything else. I mean, there was just so many threats of violence, just all the threats of violence. Not from the band, of course. The band is much, much classier than that. But all of the security people they had around, they were definitely dangerous. They had no security people. I am joking. But this will be an interview with a member of the band, and it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. So what we should do here is let's start this off. We're starting off with a longer section, and then we'll get progressively shorter. So if you're interested, here is the first part of this interview with Garia, which I did last 2 Wednesdays ago. There we go. That's correct. 2 Wednesdays ago at L'Estrale, which I guess some of you might call Studio TD. But that's where that is. So keep it locked, won't you? Listen to this interview, and I'll play you some tracks off of the new record. Stay tuned. CJLO, 1690 AM, Grade A, explosives.
Hey, everybody, it's Andrew. I am joined today by a member of a band that you probably are aware of. They have a new record that just came out on October 25th called Coma, and I will probably say the name wrong, so I'll probably need to be corrected. But as far as I know, it's Garia, right?
Almost. Garia.
Yeah. I practiced, and I still failed. Excellent. It's, this is starting off well.
It's way better than some of the things we heard before. We heard like stuff like Garia. yeah, I don't know. The list goes on, but I mean, we don't really care.
People dropping the R entirely and you become Gaia as a band?
Yeah, guy sometimes. Like, when you say guy with so many letters, you just don't fucking care.
First, I guess I'll ask you what you do in the band, because, you know, I know that all of you are much like Ghost, nameless peoples in it. Mm. So, let me just get a baseline of what you do in it, and we'll go from there.
I'm the singer of the band.
All right. Yeah. There we go, everyone. Now you know. I like to start off all my interviews the same way. Mm-hmm. So let me start by asking you, what's a question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
What's the meaning of the name and the mask? Take it out. I will answer. I will not be rude, but it's a question that is in 99% of all the interviews for the last 9 years. It is answered. The answer will never change because there's only one. Yeah.
And if you don't believe it, you can go online and you can look at any of the interviews because I know they've been there.
Yeah.
Well, let's not talk about that and let's talk about Coma.
Cool.
It came out October 25th, like I said.
Yeah.
You're on this tour now with Zeal and Ardor, so you've been playing stuff to crowds. What kind of a reaction are you getting from people?
I mean, for us, it's quite amazing to be on this tour because we knew right from the bat that we're going to play for much more of a broader kind of taste.
Mm.
Of course, we're on this tour because we also sell some tickets. and there's a lot of old metalheads that watched us with Rotten Christ and Wolves in the Throne Room, people that discovered us then or already knew about us. So our fans are coming to the show. But for us, it's really cool to see that there's a lot of people that don't know who we are. They're here for Zeal and Ardor, and that's great for us because, again, you want to steal some fans.
Mm, right.
And it's much more of this like rock, progressive, almost like Gojira-esque kind of crowd. They kind of like pretty much everything that touched them right in the feels. And I think that's why this tour is so great, because the three bands are very different, but they're each three bands that will touch your feelings if you let them. It's three very emotional bands, in my opinion, and that's why I think this tour is really well curated and incredible, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a really, really good lineup. I'm very excited to see how it's going to play out tonight. Do you think that you have like a more open-minded crowd that you're seeing on this tour?
Yeah. I mean, our crowd by itself is already very open-minded. Mm. I don't have the numbers, but we're not the Mayhem crowd or the Watain crowd. I think we appeal much more to the fan that enjoys very extreme music, but also a bit of the more minimalistic approach to music. A lot of rock fans, the new fans that are coming to the shows discover us because of bands like Sleep Token. I mean, it is what it is. It's a massive band right now that is doing something that we didn't have for the last, I don't know, 10 years. A band that blows up and brings all these new kids that are like 13 from 16 that discover their favorite band right now. And then some of them will dig deeper and find bands like us, like Zeal and Ardor, like, I don't know, Behemoth. For them, they are the entry-level band. And then some of them will, of course, like dig deeper and find more extreme stuff, more emotional stuff, like we all did in our time. It all starts with, I don't know, a band, and then, oh, maybe there's stuff that sounds like this.
It is weird because like I've been on Sleep Token for quite some time, and with this last record especially, I have gotten just based on by people telling me like, oh, that's not a real metal band. I'm like, how did you get into metal? Like, did you just entered in at Mayhem and that was where you started? Come on, like.
Yeah, I mean, I don't fucking care if it's metal or rock or, I don't care. I mean, it's an amazing band with amazing music. I don't like all the songs. I like some of them, but It is facts. It's a band that is going to headline Download Festival next year. So suck on that if you can't understand what's the new generation of bands. I mean, this is it. This is something that we always wanted for the last 10 years. I mean, when Metallica, Iron Maiden, Ozzy, when all these guys finally realized that, yeah, maybe it's time to stop. We are not on our level anymore. We need to be prepared with the next generation of bands. And for these bands to be prepared, we need to give them platforms like headlining of Download Festival. Yeah. So we know, is this band going to hold up for the next 20 years and become the next whatever band? We have to do that. Otherwise, we're gonna kill the scene before we know it. I mean, we need it.
Do you think that metal as a whole, and I mean, especially I know black metal is a very large kind of, in my opinion, purveyor, I guess, of this idea that there's always seems to be in metal this kind of backward looking way of viewing it. Like there's, oh man, the bands were always better back then. Like the bands that are out now, do you think that there is too much of that in metal, that there's not enough kind of forward thinking?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a very like gatekeeping world. I don't know how it is for the rock crowd. We as metalheads are always very passionate about our tradition. Same thing with hip-hop, I guess.
Yes.
It's one of the things that I think we all bleed into the same kind of passion. And with that comes comparisons. The only way that you can place a new band within the scene is if you already compare them to something like for fans of kind of situation. Yeah. So the fans of can, all right, maybe this is a band for me because they listed some of my favorite bands. And that creates a problem sometimes where people just have to compare everything. I mean, I don't know. We've been doing this for 8 years. The first 5 or 6 were compared to Maguire just because of the hooves. We never sounded like Maguire. We understand what they do. They have their own reasons to wear hoods. We have our own reason to wear hoods. We never sounded like them. We never played with them. We were never in the same room with them. So, but in the end, Maguire were they an inspiration for some of the things we did before? Yeah, for sure. Were they the biggest hooded black metal band then? Yeah. And then Batushka, and then and then bands like us came along. But we found our own voice quite early in the game. Like, we don't want to be the next Maguire or Batushka. We want to be the first Gedia. So we're going to do things our own way. And even sonically, I don't think we ever sounded like them. But yeah, going back to the question, people have to put things in certain boxes for them to be able to enjoy it or not. And I think, for example, a tour like this opens those boxes and throws Zilanarda to black metal fans, throws Zetra to black metal fans, throws us to more these like gothic young kids that are coming for Zetra, and throws us to these like people that are super progressive that really like Zilanarda and this like gospel kind of way of presenting extreme music. So it's just perfect. It's a tour with no boundaries and no boxes to fill. So it's a genre-less kind of tour.
Do you feel, especially with the last record, do you feel like a genreless band at this point? I mean, obviously you're a metal band. Let's not fool ourselves on that. But like, as far as like a specific genre, do you feel like you've kind of, I mean, transcended feels a bit pretentious of a way to say it, but that kind of is what I'm like getting at. Like, you've gone a little bit past what could be easily kind of boxed in for a genre.
Yeah, I think with Coma is the first record where we thought like, also because we realized we already did this. We already did the Dissonant Black Metal album. We already did the Explosive Liberating album. We already did the sort of like hardcore-ish way of doing black metal. And we evolved through all of these things. And now it came to a point where we either do the same record, which we never did, or we're going to evolve. And evolving for us right now is forget black metal. Let's put the things that really connect our fans, which is the emotion of our music, the way we interact, the way we perform, the way we bring all of this together into a song, that like catharticness that we use so much, and just focus on that. And in the end, if it's a metalcore song, or if it's a black metal song, or if it's, I don't know, like thrash metal vibe. I don't care. I mean, in the end, this is going to sound like us because we are the ones doing it. And we will always have our soul in it. Again, I don't think Coma is a black metal album. It's also not a thrash metal album. I would just think it's a extreme metal record that has a lot of black metal influences because we come from that, but also flirts with all these other ways of approaching the metals. And I think there's a bit of everything. We always have had post-rock moments in our songs, always. I think that's actually the only genre that we always had, if I think about it.
So you're more a post-rock band than anything else.
I think we're a post-rock band. Rock and roll, as many would say, it's all rock and roll.